What about for young people, lively young people? Would you say say anything there? Lively, yeah. Active young people. Would you have any words you call them?
They just say full of life, vigor.
Okay. You say I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm kind of
scary.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you know about?
Well, I'm afraid.
Okay. What about the song Old Gray Mare? She ain't what she...
Ain't what she used to be.
And if she isn't afraid of the dark, say, we're talking about the person, if she isn't afraid of the dark anymore, you could say she was afraid of the dark, but no, you'd say she's, I don't understand why she's afraid, because say she wasn't afraid before, you say, I don't understand why she's afraid, she didn't... She wasn't before, you say she didn't use...
How do you get a hold of that?
What about someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and keeps a door unlocked? You'd say he's pretty,
pretty risky?
Who's, you shouldn't be so what with your money?
So liberal?
So care?
Be careless? Not be so careless?
Okay. Say there's something wrong with your Aunt Lizzie or something. You say there's nothing really wrong, or there isn't. Say there's nothing really wrong with your Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of... Say she acts kind of funny.
Kind of crazy?
Mm-hmm. Is there any other words you know about there?
Well, absent-minded.
Do you know queer? Is that... What does that mean? Does that mean strange to you?
Yeah, strange. You say act queer, it means a strange action.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean the same thing now that it always used to mean?
I feel like it does.
Okay. If a man's very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, and you don't like that, you tell him, don't be so...
Don't be so... strange.
No, if he's
don't be so foolish.
No, if he's set in his ways, he's very sure of his own ways. Say, and he doesn't want to change. You'd say he's stubborn or what? Anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he said he's a stubborn old fella.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? You know, like bullheaded or things like that.
Bullheaded.
What about a person that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? You'd say he's mighty
high tempered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you say something like touchy or irritable.
Yeah, he's pretty touchy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call someone who got very perturbed? Didn't like what you had said. You said, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
mad?
Mm-hmm. Anything else there? Angry?
Didn't know he'd get so angry or flustrated.
Okay. If someone's about to...